The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You probably can hear some of the atmosphere building up here behind me. O'Sullivan's by the Mill getting busier and busier. Just northeast of us is Stade de France, Saint-Denis. That's where all the athletes are. I was out there earlier, and when I was there, I caught up with the bantamweight boxer for Ireland, Jenny Lehane. Now, although Jenny didn't get the ultimate outcome she would have wanted, I started by asking, has she appreciated that achievement of becoming an Olympian?
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, it was a tough year to even get here throughout all the qualifications and the tournaments. So when I qualified there in Bangkok in May, like I was just so grateful to even be here. Like, obviously, the decision didn't go my way in the end in my fight. But, I'm just grateful to be here now.
So, I mean, what's the feeling like after you walk out of the ring, after it doesn't go your way? Like, before you get to this point where you're kind of, you feel that bit of gratitude?
Look, I completely enjoyed the whole lead up to even walking out into the ring. Like, walking out into that crowd was just amazing. Like, I've never boxed in front of so many people before in my life. Thankfully, I had a huge support network over with me, like my whole family, and my brother, my siblings, boyfriends and girlfriends, my aunties and uncles, cousins, and my boyfriend and his mom and dad over. So, like, after I had unfortunately didn't get the decision, I just heard them chanting my name, and you know what, that just made everything so special to me. So, like, that kind of summed up my whole experience, that, like, yeah, unfortunately the decision didn't go my way, but I was just, it was so amazing to even bring that group together and have them over. It was something special that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Isn't it? It's something we maybe don't think about, you know, when new locations or venues are announced for an Olympic Games, but having it close to Ireland and the same time zone, it does make a big difference, doesn't it? That it's so easy for people to get here, friends and family, and it's on at a time at home that everyone can watch. And it just, I guess, you probably feed off that.
Oh, 100%. Like, the flight, I think, was only like an hour and 20 minutes. And even, like, with my sisters or whatever, they were able to just book last-minute flights or whatever to get over here. And even there at Kelly Harrington's final, like, the whole stadium was just full of Irish flags. Like, it just gave you goosebumps. Like, and I suppose even, like you said, people being able to tune in at home, because it's at a reasonable hour, like, it was just, yeah, it's something really special. It almost feels like a semi-home Olympics, like.
Yeah, probably like something like London, maybe, back in 2012. Kelly's fight, what was it like being in the arena for that?
Oh, it was actually just amazing. Like, I had goosebumps from the start to finish. When you looked around at the crowd, like, it was just green everywhere, and the crowd were just amazing, you know, chanting her name and everything. It just, like, it was inspirational, like, you know.
Yeah, what's it like to have her as part of the team?
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't feel real, like, because I joined the high performance unit there only just a few years ago, like, after Kelly had already won gold in Tokyo, and, like, you know, just be training alongside her, like, you know, she's at one side of the hall on a bag and me in another bag, like, it just almost a bit of imposter syndrome there at the start. But she drives on the team, like, her work ethic and everything is just amazing, so it really does bring on the team.
And would she and some of the kind of more senior boxers on the team, would they be good to kind of offer advice to some of ye? And I don't know whether it's kind of technical advice in the ring, maybe it's advice about how to deal with all the circus of the Olympics or anything.
Yeah, 100%. Like, we even had workshops coming up to the Olympics. Obviously, it's such a huge occasion that you can get sucked into, you know, the likes of the flashy stuff and the cameras and everything. So it's great to have those more experienced boxers that have gone through it on the team to kind of feed off them and get their two cents. Even the likes of, you know, Aoife O'Rourke, Michaela Walsh and Aidan Walsh who were at the last Olympics, just to hear their experience. And even especially Aidan, like, he said he did go through kind of things in the past, but he was just saying to just enjoy it all and soak it up, and I feel like that's what I have been doing. So, you know, it's been great to have those around as well.
And, I mean, I think 1.7 million people watched Kelly's fight on either TV or the player, which is phenomenal. Someone said, add in all the dodgy boxes and God knows what the number might be. So, like, it was an amazing night, and it's been an incredible
Olympic Games, for Team Ireland as a whole. I know we were just talking to some of the year support team, you know, guys in the high performance units, Zora and others. The boxing, it probably didn't get off to the start everybody hoped maybe it did.
I suppose that's just the nature of the sport. A lot of people don't even realise that, like, luck does play into some things, especially with boxing. But look, it's a fantastic team, like, history making. We qualified 10 boxers and qualified 6 out of 6 in the girls' weights, which only 2 other countries around the world did, which was China and Australia. So even that was a huge success for Team Ireland. So
yeah, it was. It's amazing. I don't want to talk it down, but I know maybe your 7 others would have had, you know, hopes to go on further. But as you say, look, the draw plays into that as well. And I mean, you found yourself against a great Chinese boxer.
Yeah. Now I feel like I still don't even know many people like around the world, like, especially I suppose the Asian countries, and that I probably wouldn't have like been in many competitions with, so I wasn't too sure of her caliber really going into the games. I don't like to kind of Google too much into my opponents when the draw comes out. You know, it can just get into your head.
Is that something that's kind of specific to you, or are there other boxers who love to find out everything about them? I'm kind of interested in that.
Each to their own. Like, I know myself and Dana, we were roommates there for the games. Like, we do like to get the draw and just have a little nosy or whatever. I don't look into it too much. Now, I know some other boxers don't. They just like to know who they're fighting first and what day, and they don't like to know anything else. And it's just whatever everyone feels comfortable with.
So anyway, sorry, you were saying you wouldn't have known maybe a huge amount about this boxer.
Yeah, so I didn't look into her too much now, but it was a close fight. Like, I found the first and second round could have gone either way. It did end up being a unanimous decision going to her, but she's gone on now to win a few more fights, and she just won the gold medal there last night. So I suppose it just shows what kind of level I'm at as well. So it was like an amazing experience just to get into the ring and to be boxing someone with such a high level of experience. But sure, look, I'll come again. And yeah, you know,
does that make a loss a bit easier to manage when you see her go on and win gold? Or maybe it makes you, does it give you, it's the confidence maybe it gives you. Actually, I went kind of toe-to-toe with her for 2 solid rounds there.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's bittersweet. Like, obviously the person that bet you, like, it is great to see them going on and being successful. That, like, yeah, it shows that I am at that level. Like, it was a close fight, so it just shows that I belong here. But at the other end, I'd rather it was me in that position, but sure, look.
And so tell us then about kind of what you're facing into now, because I was chatting to some of the rowers I mentioned earlier on, and, you know, Philip and Afrik, they're in their 30s, they're probably kind of coming to the end. They're kind of in that, they're in that period where they have to make a decision, we'll put it that way. You're only 25?
25, yeah.
25. So you're not in that period. You absolutely have kind of sights set on LA, I assume.
I think so. Like, I'll take each day as it comes. Like, I'm really enjoying the training and developing as a boxer now the last few years. And that's the main thing for me. As long as I'm happy, I'll continue to pursue that goal there. Yeah, I'm only 25. I only started boxing at 20, so like another 4 years. It's exciting to see what maybe I could be like.
And what was it? Remind us, because it was Taekwondo that you were kind of doing as well before. So how did you gravitate into the boxing?
Again, it was just, I was studying, teaching in college in DCU, and I just heard there was a good boxing club down there. So I just went down. Like, there was a break in competitions for Taekwondo, so I went down to almost stay fit for a few months. And little did I know I'd end up at the Olympics a few years later. But I just fell in love with it straight away when I started training, and very close with my coach Derek Ahern. So yeah, we've developed a really good relationship over the past few years, and yeah, just I love learning, and it was a new kind of sport and a great way to kind of develop further. So yeah,
I know when you talk to, you know, people who've gone through this journey and are at the other side of it, like your Kenny Egan's and what have you, they just talk so highly of the kind of the high performance unit and that the atmosphere within kind of boxing in Ireland, you know, at elite level. I mean, how did you find that coming into it?
I think when I first came into it, like, I was just like, yeah, this suits me down to the ground. Like, it's really professional, like, you know, with the training and just being able to get in and get your training done. Like, I started out my first few months with the high performance unit, I was working full time. So I found that difficult just because I wasn't able to recover properly, like, between the sessions or develop properly. But yeah, no, it is great now, especially with Patricia coming in as the performance director there. Everything's just really well run. We get in all of our sessions during the week. We get our track, our S&C, all of our boxing. I'm happy out.
So is the teaching on hold then?
It's on hold for the minute. I worked for a year after I qualified, and that was the year that I decided to follow this dream. But now I love the teaching, so I'm hoping to get back and do a little bit of subbing here and there in the next few months, maybe while things are a little bit quieter. But I suppose it's a job that I can always go back to. So yeah. And I do look forward to the days that I will go back to.
The kids will love you as well. Come on. They're going to worship you.
Awesome. No, I actually did.
Ajay, I'm telling you, my kids are in school in Kilkenny, and if there's a Camogie player or hurler teaching them, I mean, it is just unbelievable. An Olympian would be like next level.
Stop. I know. The kids are brilliant. And even I went back to, after I qualified, I went back in for the sports day. It was just lovely to see all the kids again on my old class. And I know even there was a video posted on Facebook there the other week before I fought from the Ashburn Soccer Club that had a few of the kids that I would have taught in school, and they were all just like, best luck, Miss Lahan. It was just really cute. It was really sweet. So I think that, you know what, that's my favorite part about all this, is seeing the kids kind of have someone to look up to, and you know, if Miss Lahan followed her dream, like, maybe I can too. And I think that's the most special part about all this to me.
Oh, well, that's a lovely sentiment to wrap things up. And Janet, thanks a million for speaking to us.
Thanks a million for having me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.